This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Sign. I'm sorry I was distracted. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being a part of the conversation, part of the solution. I know what you guys are doing. You're all listening to the big guy. Isn't that what they're calling him now? What? Only... Only in Russia and China and the Ukraine. That's what they call Joe Biden. See, I was wrong. I've been calling him Joey B. I guess apparently they call him the big guy. That's cool. Although I don't know how I take that, right? Call me the big guy. We got a problem. 855 real Joe. I'm sorry. 855-732-5563. I'm enjoying this way too much, frankly. And, can we do the opening? I wonder if we can run the opening of this. Let me see what I can do for you guys. I hadn't thought about doing it.
Gowns and everything else, and in particular ventilators. We're now making ventilators all over the world, thousands and thousands a month, distributing them all over the world. It will go away, and as I say, we're rounding the turn, we're rounding the corner. It's going away.
Okay, former Vice President Biden, to you, how would you lead the country out of this crisis? You have 2 minutes uninterrupted.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact...
I don't know if I can do this. They're muting his mic. They're not going to let him speak up. Right? I mean, what is this truly all about? Yeah, let's take a few minutes just to listen to opening discussion. And after that, we could take the... Alfonso Rachel's going to join me after the break. Maybe he's got something to say about it.
Going on in Europe, as the New England Medical Journal said, they're starting from a very low rate. We're starting from a very high rate. The expectation is we'll have another 200,000 Americans dead between now and the end of the year. If we just wore these masks, the president's own advisors have told him, we could save 100,000 lives. And we're in a circumstance where the president thus far and still has no plan, no comprehensive plan. What I would do is make sure we have everyone encouraged to wear a mask all the time. I would make sure.
Now, that's a lie. Okay, the president does have a plan. He's laid out the plan. You know what Joey B's plan is? It's really simple, actually. He would just shut it down. He would shut the country down. He wouldn't care who he hurt or how he hurt. Let's just be honest about the truth. Right? Come on. So when he says, my plan is, his plan is to shut everything down. That's his plan. I can't stand the lies. I can't stand the misinformation, because that's exactly what you're going to hear. Which is why I wish I had some, like, special button that would just simply pick up the highlights like a lie detector. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be great, but that's just me. Here, let's listen to President Trump respond. Maybe. Yeah, I knew that was going to be too easy. Didn't you? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys, you know, spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. There we go.
To get vaccinated, and even then they say the country will be wearing masks and distancing into 2022. Is your timeline realistic?
No, I think my timeline is going to be more accurate. I don't know that they're counting on the military the way I do, but we have our generals lined up, one in particular that's the head of logistics, and this is a very easy distribution for him. He's ready to go as soon as we have the vaccine, and we expect to have 100 million vials. As soon as we have the vaccine, he's ready to go.
Vice President Biden, your reaction, and just 40% of Americans say they would definitely agree to take a coronavirus vaccine if it was approved by the government. What steps would you take to give Americans confidence in a vaccine if it were approved?
Make sure it's totally transparent. Have the scientists of the world see it, know it, look at it, go through all the processes. And by the way, this is the same fellow who told you this is going to end by Easter last time. This is the same fellow who told you that, don't worry, we're going to end this by the summer. We're about to go into a dark winter, and he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American people before the middle of next year.
President Trump, your reaction, he says you have no plan.
I don't think we're going to have a dark winter at all. We're opening up our country. We've learned and studied and understand the disease, which we didn't at the beginning. When I closed and banned China from coming in heavily infected, and then ultimately Europe, but China was in January. Months later, he was saying I was xenophobic. I did it too soon. Now he's saying, oh, I should have moved quicker. But he didn't move quicker. He was months behind me, many months behind me. And frankly, he ran the H1N1 swine flu, and it was a total disaster, far less lethal, but it was a total disaster. Had that had this kind of numbers, 700,000 people would be dead right now, but it was a far less lethal disease. Look, his own person who ran that for him, who, as you know, was his chief of staff, said, it was catastrophic. It was horrible. We didn't know what we were doing. Now he comes up and he tells us how to do this. Also, everything that he said about the way every single move that he said we should make, that's what we've done. We've done all of it. But he was way behind us.
Vice President Biden.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to hear more of this on the other side of the break. Zoe Rachel will join me. Alfonso Rachel joins me after the break. Don't go far. This is The Real Side of GCN Life. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless him.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You're back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than sit there doing what I'm doing tonight, which is looking at the TV and yelling at it. It is some of this stuff. I mean, seriously, some of this stuff's got to make you crazy. It makes me crazy. I just can't believe some of the stuff that's rolling off of Joey B's tongue. It should be, you know, I don't know. His tongue should catch on fire and fall off. You know what I'm saying? You know, they talk about President Trump being, you know, the liar in chief. You wanted to say to him, have you met Joey B? Right? I mean, this guy, he's cured every ailment known to mankind. He can't believe that an economy, you ready for this one? That an economy that was left in such great shape by Barack Oblamo, that this president was able to throw it in the toilet in a relatively short period of time. I want to know what brand of Coke he's doing. Anyway, Joe was saying, It's always a pleasure to have you with me. I know, right? I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Anyway.
Joe Biden can't even cure his own baldness.
Oh, God. So Rachel joins me. Alfonso Rachel, as we lovingly refer to him. Av is the host of Zopi and Den, Anti-Funny Duddy, a Bible study, and Zoloft. And Zo, my God, get me off the ceiling, my friend. Please, help me out here. I mean, I'm going out of my mind with this. Going, how are people buying this? I'll get to the title of the show or the topic of the show in a second, but my God.
On the ceiling, man. Are you having a Lionel Richie moment? Oh, man, I don't know what that song's stuck in my head, Joe.
You're going back. You know, I tell you what, in the days of Lionel Richie, here's a thought for you. I used to wear a jumpsuit in a disco band. Let that settle in. You'll never have lunch again, I'll tell you.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, they didn't need me, man. Drummer in a box. That's what they needed those days. That's all you needed. So, no, but sincerely, when I look at this, and you look at Joe, I mean, you ever see somebody on speed before, up close and personal? It looks like his eyes are wide open. He's looking around like, hey, yeah, give me, and he hasn't had any coffee, but my God, look at him. Looks surprised to be anywhere, I guess. I don't know. But
yeah, I'll tell you what, Joe, and with all due respect to the audience listening, I don't even care. Bro, I got a new array of zildjian symbols that I worked out some trades with and stuff like that. I'm ready to rock and roll, man. That's what I'm ready to do. This stuff that's going on right now, that stuff is, oh, that's crazy town, man. I'm in here in my toy box, and I am ready to record some rock
you're
and
a,
roll.
You're in a real man cave. You suck.
You know what I'm saying?
Seriously.
But for real, nice. No.
Only another drummer could appreciate what you're saying. I mean, this is like really, really cool stuff because you've got to take hours, set them up, get them at the right angle, right where you want them, easy to reach, easy to roll off of. I don't know how it goes, dude. Are you one of those guys that puts, like, you know, tape underneath them or sound deadening foam underneath them?
No, I'm not going to do any dampening, man. I want to capture all the characteristics, man, that I can capture in my mics. I want them to sing, man, and then go ahead and do the post on them and stuff like that. But I am being for real. I'm really much more interested in getting on my drums right now than what's going on with the bass. But I'll tell you why, Joe. It's because here's the thing, man. Just like we were talking about Joe Biden and whatever it is that he's smoking, and I'm pretty sure he gets some good stuff from his son if he's willing to share.
Oh, yeah. and a pipe that's already been broke in. All right, cool. All
right. Hunter smokes crack and he don't share. But here's the thing. You know, man, no matter how much of this stuff comes back, and it's going to look good politically. Right? We've got a lot of political leverage. Democrats are dirty all day. All they can do to try to mitigate how dirty they are is to bony finger Republicans, say Republicans do this, Republicans do that. And a lot of that stuff is, of course, for the most part, is not true. But, Joe, I've been saying it for years, man, when I say that I'm tired, man, I'm serious. It's like, man, I just want to bang on my drums all day and bang on my frustrations because the thing is, culturally, this stuff is not going to stick. Culturally, it's cracked up because the Democrats have easily manipulated the people. They've conditioned the people, and Republicans make it too easy for them to do.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how much dirt we have on Democrats, and we got real dirt, the Democrats are doing real dirty stuff. Republicans got real solutions, but they sabotage their own efforts because they make it too easy for Democrats to put dirt on.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I may approach it a little differently than you do, because my attitude is the problem is we don't shine the light on it enough. We should have a whiteboard right there down on the congressional floor, and every time they tell a lie, every time they give misinformation, I would roll that whiteboard out like the teacher in math class and go, let me put this on the wall for you and show you what the reality is of adding these things together. At least that's what I would do.
So you're one of the few, man, and I think that's, you know, praise be to God, that's one of the reasons why we're able to jam on this is because you understand, man, that there's the cultural implications of things, they're just not addressed, except for a very few like yourself that understands without that cultural representation, our political representation and efforts, they're just built on sand. You know, you've got to have that cultural representation, and it has to be built on biblical foundation or else it ain't solid.
Yeah, it's funny you talk about that. The local city council wants to put together a human relations council. Well, they already disbanded once before, and I actually put a couple of them on the hot seat and said, "Is it truly going to be a, you know, a cultural slash made up of different diversities?" And when I say different diversities, I'm not talking about BLM people. I'm talking about BLM. I'm talking about white, Asian, Hispanic. I mean, are we really going to do a cross-section of the community or just the ones that are screaming the loudest? And it's always great. You know you have a politician when they look at you like, I'll get back to you on that. You know? At that point, you shut them down because they don't know how to respond. And it's exactly, you know, on this debate, for instance, the best thing you can do, or the best, just call out fact. Fact and truth and fact and truth and fact and truth, and just put it out there. Not in any other way, but in as if you were doing an algebra equation on the board, right? This is this is what happened here, this is what went down here, and that's what we ended up with, right?
Right. Well, the thing is, that's where Trump needs to. Well, and I reckon Trump is going to do that to the best of his ability. The last debate, which everybody thinks was a total fiasco, it was. But the thing is, I hope people can understand that the reason why Trump didn't seem like so stellar is because he was debating two people. You know, it's like, you know, he's getting frustrated. It's like, man, I'm supposed to be here debating Biden, and I'm having to answer to his lies, and I'm having to answer to somebody who's helping him lie. So in that debate, it was totally skewed. But here's the thing. Trump went, well, let me follow up on that.
You follow up on that on the other side of the break. But take a note, because I'll forget. I'm old, like Joey B, you know? I'm Joey C, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Zoe's got a lot to say, and you don't want to miss it. More important than that, two old guys fighting on TV. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
It's debate time for the last time before Election Day. In minutes, President Donald Trump and candidate Joe Biden will square off to discuss COVID-19, employment numbers, and the big question may be is if Hunter Biden's email situation will be brought up. We will hear from the candidates during our next newscast. Senate Judiciary advanced the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court and did so without a single vote from a Democrat. That's because the Democrats boycotted due to the proximity of the hearings to Election Day.
That did not sit well with Republican Lindsey Graham.
How could anybody in their right mind, after listening to Judge Barrett, not understand she's not just qualified, she's incredibly qualified? It's about trying to create a situation for your favor, politically.
Fox News contributor Ken Starr believes Barrett could be the next Chief Justice of the Supreme Court due to her age of 48. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. Get involved in the conversation. Right? Get engaged. Get involved. Become aware. Excuse me. Don't become self-aware like that hooky stuff. But become aware anyway. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him right back in again because he's got something he wants to say. I want to finish out the conversation. And before you go rambling on, like I do, you want to tell people where to find your music, where they can hear them hot Zildjians really working.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and you can catch my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, as well as other stuff that I'm working on musically. The Zopium Den, which is my house of the Anti-Buddy Daddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft.
All right, so you're on a roll. I told you to make a note because I'd forget.
I forgot.
You don't remember what you're talking about, do you?
Huh? No, I don't.
Wow. Wow.
I just had a Joe Biden moment, man.
Wow. First of all, we were talking about the black, well, maybe that was during the break. I was talking about the black community and how, you know, when you're beat on over the years and told that you got to try four times as hard and you're not going to beat the white guy anyway, or you're not going to beat the whatever guy or the girl or whatever, what have you. It's very hard. It's very hard to come out of that. And I know you like to hit on these things, but there's personal opinion, I think there's big validity to the point, yeah, that the Democrats push to make minorities dependent on them. Like, you need mommy and daddy. You need, Grandpa Joe here to help you out, because you're not going to be able to do it on your own. Because they, whoever they are, hate you. And they're going to do everything they can to keep you down. The Republicans turn around and go, I'm not giving you this food. I'm going to make you work for this food. I'm going to show you how to work. I'm going to help educate. I'm going to help you get a trade. And then you're going to be able to take care of your family, because I don't know what other people think. I don't even know what you think. I haven't asked you this yet. But men want to work. Men want to provide for their families. It's built into us to care for, provide, and take care of. Is it?
Yes and no. I mean, it's a value that has to be taught. You know, it's an instinct that we have. It's a value that's there, but it also wrestles with another disposition that we have that feels that we're entitled to things. So it's a balance of the two, you know, and how a person may be wired or how they, may be taught, you know, us such values. But, you know, the thing is with the black community, when you're taught that you have to overcome, that you can't teach somebody that without without them understanding they're a victim. It's like, well, if I need to overcome, that means that's something I have to overcome, which means I must be being held down right now, which must mean I'm a victim. So that's constantly being taught in the black community. And this idea that, you know, of white supremacy, nobody's more invested in white supremacy than the black community. Nobody. It truly is a cultural investment. And you can't keep saying that, you know, you have to take down white supremacy without the acknowledgement that you think that white people are superior. And it's like, stop doing that. You know, it's like, if you keep thinking that this white supremacy thing is something that you have to get over, then you would have to admit for yourself that white people are superior. So you might want to stop doing that. There is nobody on this earth that is better than anybody else. But, you know, these white Democrats out there who are talking about this, it's such a condescending worldview, Joe. It's like, basically, well, what we're going to have to do is that we're just going to have to step down. And like I said in one of my videos, man, we're going to have to step down from this position of white supremacy that we have, because it's not like you can take it from us. You know, so the only way that you can have equal footing with us is if we step down and if we let you. Dude, how insulting is that?
Listen, I hear and see a lot of things that the Democrats and others, not just the Democrats, say that I go, wait a minute, do they understand how racist that is? I have to vote for the abortifacient pill for colleges because you don't understand that most of my community is black. Well, okay, did you just hear what you just said? What are you saying? They're more promiscuous than any other color. They're having sex like crazy, so they need... did you hear what you just said?
Right.
And they don't. They're petrified, and they think this is what the community... But, oh, I know what we started talking about. I started talking to you earlier about the fact that the black community is conservative to a big degree. They're about family. They're about these kind of things. You know, most of the black guys that I hang out with, they want what's better for their family. I can't speak to any other group or subgroup or whatever. I mean, these are family guys that are working hard, just like I do, to make life better for my family. But,
sure.
You know, when you hear... when you hear left or others like that talk, it's almost like we have to help you because you're not smart enough to even find the DMV to get an ID to go vote.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, Joe, and this is pretty, you know, with the black community, culturally, a lot of us were introduced to the church, right? So on its face, we're already going to have the introduction to, you know, God's moral law. And a lot of, you know, and unfortunately, there's going to be different, you know, teachings and preachings that are going to appeal to certain ideas and stuff like that. But for the most part, you know, we do have this idea of the moral virtue of biblical teachings and right. Christian teachings. So aside from anything else or ear tickling or anything like that. So you're going to have that in the black community. So that's going to be something that's already there. So that's why one can say that with the black community, we're kind of already geared towards conservatism. And if Democrats know that, that's why they try to get in there first, to have their influence, to interrupt any biblical influence, want to take prayer out of school, want to make sure to discredit the Bible. You know, we got to focus more on education. There needs to be more funding for education. And we need to talk about evolution. We need to talk about this and that and do all these things to discredit the Word of God. So in that... You know, you're going to have this interruption in the black community that starts to tear apart the nuclear family and start to tear people away from God. And that's been going on for a long time.
You know, I caught that the other night. My God. And I was talking, and it's funny, they didn't hear the front of what I was talking about because I said, look, one of the biggest problems we have in this country is fatherless homes. Now, notice, if you go back and listen, I didn't say anything about black fatherless homes. I'm talking about, you know, communities as a whole. You know, back in the 60s, free, you know, free sex, drugs, rock and roll. Women could do it alone. And, you know, my mother did it alone for years until things worked out better for her. But, you know, but it's not the ideal situation. It's not where we're supposed to be. But there are certain groups that have been targeted by those in society. to almost make it so that you shouldn't have a man in the House. You can make more money from the government. You can't depend on him anyhow. This was the government pushing this down on us, the government tearing apart these families. Don't you think that's a big part of what's going on in society today, and not just the black community, but all communities, actually?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I talk about this in my audio book, A Solid Right Cross. The thing with the black community, we don't want to make it, you know, it's like we're not here trying to make it sound like, you know, oh, it's just the black community.
No.
It's not. It takes all kinds. But this is a reality, though, Joe, is that the Democrats' prime target is the black community. We are, and there's a reason for that. The reason why we're the prime target for the Democrat Party is because we are the culture that is the most influential. In that the Democrats' cause, they're the ones who sustained the black plight, right? We had these issues before the Democrat really took a foothold, but the Democrats, they made it an institution to maintain this plight. And the thing is, after maintaining this plight, now they can always refer to the black plight. And they use the black community to get sympathy votes for the cause of everything else to increase their voter stock, whether it's illegal immigration, whether it's taxation, whether it's same-sex marriage, whether it's abortion. You name it, Joe, they will use the black community to influence and guilt trip the rest of the country and use the plight of the black community to get votes for what it is that they want. That's why we're so important to them. If they lose that stronghold of the black community, the community that they use to influence the rest of the country, they're done. They can't let that happen. And if I may say really quick, they're not different than they have been, Joe. They're just like we gotta let the audience know that we understand, man. We get it. They're not a new party. They've been doing this ever since John Wilkes Booth. Even John Wilkes Booth tried to accuse the Republicans of trying to destroy the black community and said, "We Democrats, we know what's best for them." So they're still saying the same things that the assassinator of Abraham Lincoln said. They're no different.
You know, I don't know. I can't remember what year it was. I guess back in the 30s when minimum wage was instituted, and it was really funny because we hear the Dems and others talk about how one of the reasons they did that was so some of those at the lower socioeconomic rung could make a little bit more money. Well, you know what? When I was reading about this, the community minimum wage hurt the black community the most, which I thought was really interesting. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Be back with Zoe. He's going nowhere. I promise. We'll be right back.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, that little piece of intro right there, that's a little old and a little young. You know, well, a lot. Maybe nowadays they're both old. I don't know, but...
Yeah.
I'll have to bring the young guy on to tell me, because I don't have a clue whatsoever when it comes to that kind of stuff. I know... You know, you had Steven Tyler. They should call him Steven Lips Tyler. You know, I mean, everybody had a nickname. I mean, he had lips bigger than anything I've ever seen in my life, for God's sakes. Yeah. Anyhow, and then, I don't know, who's the other band?
With the big lips? Well, that'd be Mick Jagger, wouldn't it?
No.
with that was Run DMC.
Stay with the context here. The song. Run DMC. And they were big boys, right? I mean, they didn't have big lips, but they were big boys.
Hefty dudes.
And they were, what is it, 20 years later?
Well, they weren't. They just wore really baggy clothes. They weren't, like, really hefty guys. Fat boys were, like, hefty dudes. But
hefty.
The
Run like
DMC, they were pretty baggy in their clothes.
my mom called me husky. I should have told you to call me hefty, right? No, but they were, what about it? 20, I mean, like, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about tonight, but they were about 20 years apart, weren't they?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe not 20 years. Maybe the inside of 10
90s?
Years, I think.
Or late 80s? Yeah, come on, you're the music guy. Come on, connect here. Connect.
Yeah, Aerosmith, you know, they were doing their things ever since the 70s, and then Run DMC came around in the 80s, and, yeah, they did a little rap rock marriage there.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so originally I brought one of the topics I wanted to hit with you tonight is how the black community is now outwardly opening their mouth about being, I don't want to say conservative because then people want to tax that to a party, but truly having more conservative values, being moving more right, as people put it. I'm not saying that's the right terminology, but, you know, traditional marriage and, you know, kids going to school. I mean, all the things that we've been talking about for years. But yeah. I told you that I lost it this week on a black pastor in a black community. And it bothered me because it's kind of like he's saying to his congregation, to his 98.9% black congregationists, it doesn't matter. You can't change anything. You're stuck where you're at. Doesn't matter what you vote for because some judge is going to change it. And I'm, you know me, my personality, I'm screaming at the TV going, so your God's dead? Because mine's not. I don't know what God you're talking about. And there's guys like that out there that are keeping the inner city communities down. And it drives me out of my mind.
Yeah. I've been talking about this even as early as 2007 when I started doing my commentaries, man. And, you know, we've been talking about how, you know, the black community has, you know, these values that really more so square up with conservative values. And the thing is, Joe, the problem is it doesn't matter if the culture is conditioned to see the Republican Party as racist. So you can have these values, but you're going to have a lot of the black communities that's not, they'll have these values, but they don't want to associate themselves with the conservative political wing because they don't want to be associated with racist, quote unquote racist. So that's always going to be the divide. I've been trying to tell conservatives, like, look, there's a way to get past this, but unfortunately too many conservatives, they don't listen. So, and I'm like saying, look, man, it's really an easy thing to do, to just don't do this. You don't have to compromise anything. But it'd be a good idea if you stop doing this. It will be better for you, and you will not lose your integrity at all. But conservatives won't do it, right? Yeah. So unless this cultural fix is made, there's always going to be this problem. We've been talking about how the black community is moving more conservative for years, and it's not really showing the kind of fruit that people think. It does, but the Democrats know how to come back in and wash it away because the Republicans keep giving them the opening to do it.
Oh, no question. We will shoot ourselves. You can hand us an election, and we would find a way to flush it. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm on board with you in that. And it's really funny because the Democrats come at it like, you have to have us. All right? We come at it like we're afraid to tell you anything because then we walk right into that racist mold.
Yes.
The one that we constantly push against. I always look. This conversation is not just you and I, but you and I, and then you know Sonya Schmidt, right, and a few others. I'll get emails of people saying, "I can't believe you asked them that question. I can't believe you guys were talking about this, that, and the other." Well, how do we get to know each other? How do we get to know what the issues are? Unless we can, and I don't even say it in a loving way, but at least in an honest way, sit down and talk about some of the stuff. How are you ever going to know that I'm afraid to say A, B, and C to you? Because you may take it as a racist comment when I really just want to know. I don't understand. So I want to know why you think a certain way, why you do things a certain way. When did it become so terrible?
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of the conditioning that's going on in the culture. You know, and once again, if I may, and I talk about this in my book, A Solid Right Cross.
I always promote your book. I allow people with brains and brain cells that actually work to tell people what they're doing.
Well, that's why I still ask.
Sorry.
You know, but the thing is, Joe, we're dealing with folks, you know, who are, and it's not in their genes. It's not saying that these people are innately this way. The Democrats, they make a beeline, just like Satan in the garden, man. He makes a beeline. He strikes quickly. The Democrats strike quickly to make sure that they are right there to condition, wire, and influence the black community. So once they're turned on to what the Democrats want them to think, from there they're driven by their imaginations. that's what they're going to go to first. So when you try to speak the language of reason to them, it's not because they're not innately reasoned. That wiring has been interrupted, right? And they're given over to their imaginations about who Republicans are, about white people are, about who they are. They're totally given over to their imaginations about these things. So now that's where the one of the ways that Republicans fall short is because we think that we can reason with these people who have been conditioned to not understand reason, but their imaginations. So that's one of the areas that we're falling short. And then from there, we make it very simple. We feed these things to make it very simple for Democrats to maintain these things, and it makes it more difficult for the people that we're trying to reach to trust us.
You know, when it comes to voting, and I love some of the stuff. Again, you and I have not talked about some of the stuff in detail, but you know, we got voting come up here what, in 11 days, 12 days, whatever it is, and I was telling you about this, Pastor. He got under my skin, obviously. But he was, you know, he was talking about voting your conscience, and you know, it really doesn't matter who you vote for, and I'm going, you know, such a defeatist attitude.
Yeah.
Now you got a few minutes to talk to some people who may be going to vote this Saturday. What would you tell them? I mean, for me personally, and I say it over and over and over in the show, when you get the ballot book in the mail, throw it in the trash, because the only ballot book you should have is called the Bible. You should be voting for people that most line up. And the one guy I had an argument with is, he says, the lesser, if you're voting for the lesser of two evils, you're still voting for evil. Okay, and I said, great. So as soon as Jesus puts his name on the ballot, I will vote for him. But until that day happens, we're going to vote for somebody who's less than perfect. Am I wrong here?
Amen, man. You know, and the thing is, you know, the Lord has blessed us to have this republic, man, and he is the author of liberty itself, and he's not going to be pleased if we just, you know, sit back with this defeated and cynical attitude that this pastor that you talk about has and let what he blessed us with get voted away. Yeah. You know, you're supposed to understand who the law is, what the law is, who the law is. That's Yeshua, and you take him into the voting booth with you. And you know, but that's the reason why because we got a lot of people like that. Your vote doesn't count. This and that, and it's like, look, man, the Lord blessed us with this, and we have a responsibility to make sure that we maintain it. So I'm not going to let your cynicism or your defeatism get in the way of my responsibility to get out there and maintain what the Lord has told us to preserve.
Now, amen. Can you imagine? I mean, I go all the way back to Jesus. Can you imagine Jesus going, whoa, this isn't going to work. They keep telling me I'm not going to make it. I never get this done. And look at the Pharisees and Sadducees won't even listen to me. You mean, all right? Can you imagine Martin Luther King going, are you serious? I'm not going to make a change all by myself.
Right.
I mean, people, it started somewhere, and my angst sometimes comes from, where are the warriors? Do they even exist anymore?
Now, are you saying warriors or warriors?
No. There's plenty of warriors out there that are, you know, get a hanky in their hand. But where are the guys that really will put on, you know, the armor that it takes to push back on this?
Well, I don't know, man. They seem to be like tuning into RuPaul's Drag Race or something like that.
Maybe that's more entertaining than we're watching. I mean, look at again. I do appreciate and I love President Trump. And you know, I'm looking at the two old white guys. And please, don't take this the wrong way. But this is the best that we have in both parties. This is the best that we have to offer. Now, Trump's done a lot of great things. Don't get me wrong. But again, why aren't we raising up the young people? Where are the warriors willing to step up? Like in the days of JFK, where you had younger people willing to step up and do something. What's happened?
I mean, I'm being halfway facetious when I talk about, you know, when you were talking about where the men at and they're going to stand up. Man, we're being taught in these days, man, that a real man is secure enough in his sexuality that, you know, he can embrace same-sex marriage and transgenderism. That's what a real man does. And that's,
wearing a dress, yeah.
You know, and you should be secure enough in your sexuality to be able to handle that and stuff like that. And if you don't, you're homophobic and whatnot. And this is what's happening to our real men. That's what's happening nowadays.
All right, so this is great. Really, I'm going to go see if I can get in touch with my manhood. Maybe go find me a pink shirt to put on or something. We'll start easy. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll put up the links to every place you can find Joe. You got to check out his music, check out his show and his Bible study, listen to Real Sight.